It's time for everyone who can to get back to work. Those words in a tweet from Iowa's Republican Governor Kim Reynolds. She's talking about why the state is ending that extra $300 pandemic jobless benefit tomorrow, along with three other states. So what will the impact be? Robin Farzad hosts Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Jane. How are you?
Good. So this extra benefit is ending in, let's see, Iowa, Missouri, Alaska, and Mississippi. How will people be impacted?
Well, if you tally up the workers affected by the 25 states opting out of unemployment benefits from the American Rescue Plan, you're looking at just under 4 million Americans. And to put that in context, we're still more than 7.5 million payrolls shy of pre-pandemic employment.
Wow. So this benefit obviously has been hugely helpful to many Americans. What do we know about the people who are still relying on it, who haven't made their way back into the workforce yet?
Yeah, workers will tell you that they need the supplement to make ends meet, what with most children still unvaccinated and not back to school, maybe caring for parents or high-risk people in the household, worries about mask wearing at reopened establishments. Of course, no shortages of businesses and talking heads, if you turn on cable news at night, argue that it's more about laziness and being content to collect unemployment plus for staying at home as opposed to, you know, scrambling for hours and tips. This has been a great reset for so many people who, I think if you step back, they're just actively reassessing what work should look like in their futures.
Well, talk more about that, because Republicans have blamed this benefit for keeping people out of the workforce at a time when companies are really struggling to hire. What do economists say about that claim?
This remains a delicate recovery from one of those very unexpected shocks. I mean, the economy slipped into a near depression within just days. And economists are mindful of continued stressors and costs. I mentioned childcare, you know, hours versus labor shortages. If a diner is bringing you back and suddenly you have to handle the tables that I think three or four people would have done, that adds to your workload. There's a real concern over pulling away financial aid before the broader economy, all ages included, logistically, all told, is fully reopened. And if we look at the Federal Reserve, it's at full throttle out there just flooding the landscape with monetary policy. So you don't want to pull this back and risk sending us into an economic slowdown.
So these four states that we mentioned, Iowa, Missouri, Alaska, and Mississippi, they are the first of 25 to phase out the extra benefits before mid-July. Give us the bigger picture here of what happens to this benefit in coming weeks and what's the larger impact?
You're hearing constantly about this rampant labor shortage coming out of COVID-19. Every diner, every delivery service, every retail outlet is hiring desperately. Your burrito will cost more because it's impossible to staff full throttle at fast food restaurants. So I'm curious to see how this tension affects the debate over service industry wages. This enhanced unemployment experience almost had this taste, this soupçon of universal basic income to it. So workers experienced for the first time in their lives this perspective and thought to themselves, what if? Is $15 the new $10 coming out of this? Is this going to beget inflationary pressures if businesses pass this down to workers? Mm-hmm. We really have so many open questions coming out of this.
That is Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, thank you so much.
My pleasure.